Welcome back. This is our last presentation in our discernment, Christian discernment class. And we're not even going to do a PowerPoint here because this is short, and we actually have a class,
yeah, whole class
on this whole thing, so we don't want to take away the fire of that class.
Right. And it's a difficult topic, and so with a little trepidation, we're doing this short little introduction to it because what we say could be misunderstood, or we're not telling the whole story because this isn't, we have a whole class on it.
Yeah.
So, what's the topic? Discerning
gender. And you know, I can't imagine thinking about this early in our ministry, in the middle of our ministry,
right,
10 years ago. But today, gender is a discernment.
Right. I mean, when we grew up, gender was just a grammatical thing.
Right.
He, she, it. Masculine,
Latin,
feminine.
In college, I learned that, you know.
Yeah, all the different languages and so on. It was like, it didn't have a relational or sexual component to it.
Right.
But now, gender is filled with all this controversy in our culture, at least in the West, but I think it's going around the world, certainly
right,
in Europe, but it's going to go worldwide.
Yeah.
And so we thought, you know, let's address it.
You know, in many ways too, what's obvious, even to Christians, is not necessarily obvious to their children if they go off to a secular university.
Right.
So a discernment process to affirm or confirm your sex at birth to your gender identity as you grow up, and healthy ways to do that throughout a Christian's childhood and...
Right. So some of you right now are going, oh, what are you even talking about here? Well, it's the whole LGBTQ thing, lesbian, LG, gay,
trans, bi,
and queer.
All
so all them. Those terms that are being thrown around and all the, you know, the woke culture, all the conflict and hurt and pain, this is the topic that we're talking about.
Right.
And you know, as you were saying, Henry, this may not even be that big of a topic for your family, but
ordinarily it probably would
not be
a topic for you.
But your kids are going to the school,
right,
and they're being challenged, and you know the sands of culture are shifting on this,
right.
And so we thought, you know, this is an area you really have to have some wisdom about,
right.
And the wisdom helps you to discern what to do and how to think. So we thought, well, let's at least
talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, talking about this.
So here's a couple of changes that are occurring. When we grow up, the sex of the child, male or female, and there were an occasional anomalies where it was unclear, and that would have been a transgender biological situation, a child born with two genitalia.
Yeah.
You know, but ordinarily it's male or female.
Right.
So my entire childhood, I grew up, I was born a boy, and my gender was boy.
Yeah, those match up. Your gender and the sex are the same.
And many of you have experienced that as well. But today, I guess it started in the 1950s, they were starting your gender and your biological sex do not necessarily match up at all.
Right. That gender is a social construct. In other words, it's determined by culture, by the things around you, by your unique makeup,
who you are.
You determine who you are for various reasons.
You discern it. Another decision that you are responsible for.
And it has nothing to do with the sex that you're born with.
Right.
So you can be born a male, but you can identify as a female.
Right.
Or you can be born a female and you can identify as a male.
Right.
So that's one layer of it. But now it's being pushed even farther towards...
There are no genders.
There's no gender. It's
that's
sort of this that, neutral.
That's the queer, the LGBTQ.
Q.
And then Q+, and the Q+ is basically there is no gender. But then you have to discern an individualistic interpretation of what pan gender you discern you want to be,
right.
And it becomes a whole pronouns they,
right.
And all these things. So,
right.
Without getting too much in depth, we ask you to pray about this.
Yeah.
And to not go onto an offensive against anybody who may identify this way. But for yourself, ask yourself, God, why am I here? Even my very identity as born male and female.
Right. And part of it, too, is, okay, the queer is everything's fluid.
Right.
You can be male, you can be female, you can be one, you can be the other, you can be none, you can be your own unique person.
Right.
And in some ways, as Christians, we affirm, yeah, we are all unique. We're unique
right.
children of God. It's not our sex that tells us who we are. It's our
right.
sex is not, our gender is not our prime identity.
Right.
It's being one in Christ.
Right.
So that, first of all, as Christians, we don't, you know, we don't make this the number one topic of
right.
our whole identity and who we are.
No.
And to understand others who are, you have to understand that some of this is a result of taking God out. Of the equation.
Yes.
So once you take God out of the equation, then who am I?
And that's a good point, Steve. I mean, in some ways, if you discern that God is the Lord of your life, His narrative of creation of male and female is a large influence as you affirm the
right.
confirmation of your gender.
Right. And it's easy for you to do because you have this connection to God, the creation, and you would accept an authority in your life that you are not the center of the world, that you are not your own authority. So in some ways, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, it's relatively easy to fall into the biblical narrative. Now imagine people that don't have that.
Right.
Okay? So in some ways, we have to be sympathetic. We
right.
have to be compassionate with people that are
rise
really
rise in the way you act toward unbelievers.
Right.
Be salt. Yes,
right. And they're struggling.
Yes.
But it's because the God piece has been taken out.
Right.
And if the God piece was taken out of our lives, we'd be struggling right along with them.
Right.
So we have to have a measure of compassion in this direction. So people are trying to figure out who they are without Christ, and you can see, you know, the confusion, I guess.
So we have so many students at CLI and so many staff, volunteers, and this discussion has gone around.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that is fascinating in discernment. So to discern ourselves and who we are as a child of God, who we serve, God Himself, the narrative that makes sense for our life, the roles that God has, mm-hmm. you know, male, female, that's a boundary, yes, but it's freedom because, you know, I really do feel that if you didn't have God in your life, you would start to have to make a lot of decisions
right.
on how I can secure my identity and figure things out.
Yes, and you can see, you know, there are, I guess, up to 50 pronouns now other than he, she. There's they, there's Z, there's all these different things. And part of the motivation for all of this is people don't want to be pigeonholed.
Right.
They want to be unique people.
Right.
So as Christians, we come and say, 50? There's more than 50.
Right.
There's 8 billion.
Right.
Because there's God creates each one of us unique. He gifts each one of us uniquely. He gives each one, all the stuff we've been talking about, gives each one a unique calling.
Right.
And so in some ways, we can affirm what the culture's taught, or at least their desire.
Their intent.
Their desire is to be somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And they're feeling like if I'm just labeled a he or a she, I'm just one of 4 billion.
Yeah,
I'm just nothing.
Yeah.
So you can see that desire to be somebody, and that's what the Christian narrative gives.
Right.
So we have to be patient. We have to be gracious.
Right.
We have to discern our own. You know, we have to discern our own walk with God, our own calling, or we too will be following.
Help our children and help our children to know that they live to please the Lord and to grow and to talk about these issues.
Right.
without getting where there's no dialogue or no discussion.
Right.
So we do have a class on this.
Yes.
So without saying too much more,
yeah.
We do believe that in today's world we have to teach the discernment of gender.
Yes. Well, should we thank people for being a part of it? Is this our last one?
Yeah,
it is our last one. So hopefully you've enjoyed this together. We've enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, we have.
And
it's actually one of the most enjoyable classes
we've done.
Well, they're all enjoyable.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was fun to think about this subject and the option of a mini course to sort of like, yeah, here's just a subject to talk about. And maybe some of you might want to do a sermon series on this.
Right.
And this could just give you a few ideas. You can jump off of there and do a lot more than what we could even cover.
And please try some of these things out.
Yeah.
We've made a lot of suggestions.
Yeah.
And or maybe we've triggered some thoughts in your mind of things that you could do. But try them out. Or otherwise, you're listening and enjoying this, but it'll soon be gone. You have to put it into practice.
Let me close in prayer. Yeah. Lord, thank you so much for this discernment, Christian discernment class. We've covered a lot of subjects, but help us, Lord, to just want to glorify you.
Mm-hmm.
Help us want to live in grateful service. Mm-hmm. Help us to discern our calling and be aware of the presence of evil and stay close to you, vanquishing the foes. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us and keep us. May your face shine upon us and be gracious to you, to us. And may you be glorified, and may our lives reflect your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.